I can't look at the rocket launch, the trophy wives of the astronauts, and I won't listen to their words, 'cause I like birds.
590 WKZO, a good Saturday morning, overcast skies, 33 degrees. And welcome to Birdwatch, brought to you by Waddell's Nursery, Floral Garden and Bird Center, located at the corner of 12th Street and Millam Road, and by the River Lake Inn, located over near Coland. And joining us, of course, in the studio is Roger Taylor.
Well, and Waddell's one of the sponsors of this show, but they're over the garden fence. Starts their 56th year.
You got that right.
At 9:08 this morning.
Roughly.
Yep. Yeah.
Right in the 9 o'clock hour.
And, boy, I remember, this is going to date myself, I remember not only when George did Over the Garden Fence, uh-huh, but his dad did Over the Garden Fence, Harley Waddell. We used to live in the same neighborhood.
Oh, yeah?
When I was a kid and George was a kid, they lived right on Portage Street, uh-huh, in Millwood, and I lived on a side street that they were near the corner of.
Right.
Maybe a dozen houses down the road from them. But 56 years of Over the Garden Fence.
Absolutely. And Andy Waddell, of course, will be joining us in the studio in just about an hour from now.
Well,
but in the meantime, we have
Birdwatch
to talk about.
Yes. And let's get started with the trivia question.
All right.
And this morning's quivia question?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, the quivia question, the trivia question is, we're starting migration now, mm-hmm, and tell me the one of the first neotropical birds to return to North America. And if you know the answer to the question, you get yourself a 20-pound bag of Rogers Blend, available exclusively at Waddell's, and you get a gift certificate to the River Lake Inn, where if you take a pal with you, your meal is half price.
Oh.
And all you have to do is tell me, out of the neotropical birds, these are birds that go to Central and South America to winter, versus birds that just move around in North America. And so the earliest of migrants would be the birds that never really leave North America. This morning's question is the birds that do leave North America and go to Central or South America. Who's the first species to return to our part of the world? 382-4280-877-382-4280.
All right, the first person to give it a try this morning from Portage is Ed. Good morning, Ed.
Hey, Ed.
Hey, morning, Roger. I remember Harley, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So you must be old.
I am. I mentioned that to my grandkids. I said, we had the show on last year. He said, did he drive a Harley? Said, no.
No, that was his. That was just his name.
Yep.
Yeah, you and I got to be about the same age.
I think I'm older than you.
Oh, okay.
So, okay.
Well, but you're better looking, and so that makes up for it.
I'm not going to go there.
What's the first neotropical bird to return to North America?
I don't know. Is it the hummingbird?
Yes. The first caller gets it right. They started coming across the Gulf of Mexico in late February. There's large numbers of reports now across the southern states along the Gulf of Mexico. But the first neotropical bird to show up here is, in fact, the hummingbird. And for getting that right, you get yourself a 20-pound bag of Rogers Blend at Waddell's and a gift certificate to the River Lake Inn.
Thank you. Hey, when should the hummingbird feeders go out?
I always start mine on April 1st. The middle of April is really probably the best way to remember. The all-time record early report of a hummingbird in Michigan is March 28th. And I always hope springs eternal, no pun intended, and I always hope to see an early one, but I have never seen anybody earlier than income tax day. And so if you want a mnemonic to remember when to start your hummingbird feeder, income tax day is always a good time to try it. Hey, thanks for calling, Ed. Hold on. We're going to send you back into Matt, and he'll need some information. And as we say each week, dinner for you and the birds is on us.
Thank you very much for the call, Ed. And, of course, Matt will get you all situated with the prize package for today. Chilly, some clouds, some sun, temperatures falling into the 20s, but we'll bounce back up to the mid-30s. We have 33 degrees right now, 590 WKZO.
And while we're on the subject of hummingbirds, Ed asked when to start your feeder. Mm-hmm. Make your own nectar, 4 parts water, 1 part sugar, and no food coloring. You know, the reason hummingbirds can come as far north as early as they do is because of yellow-bellied sapsuckers. If it weren't for the holes that sapsuckers make in trees, the hummingbirds wouldn't be able to travel this far north, because at the end of March and even into the middle of April, there's no flowers producing large amounts of nectar, and they use tree sap from the holes that sapsuckers make. And if you're planning on taking a course in ornithology, the term for that is a commensal relationship, in that the hummingbirds do no harm to sapsuckers by using their holes and taking nectar. And so while they're dependent on the work that the sapsuckers do, it doesn't do any harm. It's not a parasite sort of arrangement. Those holes are there. They fill up naturally with nectar, and both sapsuckers and hummingbirds can use it. But if it if all of the sapsuckers were to disappear, so would the hummingbirds. At least they wouldn't get here anywhere near as early as they do. Have you been wishing for a breath of spring, hoping to see a flower bloom? I know I am. Want to stroll through some beautiful landscape? Then come to Waddell's 19th Annual Spring Flower and Garden Expo today until 5. Waddell's Garden Center's greenhouses have been transformed into a breathtaking spring landscape with dozens of blooming plants, garden paths, a table with edible plants on it, a gypsy garden, and a moon gate. Come see what's new in Green Ideas for 2014 and load up on information about greening your world at one of 30 free seminars going on today. You'll be able to visit with reps from companies like AirMax Ecosystems, Pond Builder, Stovall Bird Feeders, Dairy Dew, Fertilom, and many others. Go to Waddells.com to see the complete list of seminars, and then call Waddells to reserve your seat. Be sure to check out Waddells' huge discounts on garden items. Herb plants are now just $3.69. pansies, $1.49 for a cell pack, and take $5 off your choice of orchid plants. Enjoy the sights, sounds, and smells of spring at the annual Spring Expo today until 5 at Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center, Texas Drive at the corner of Millam and 12th Street.
Outdoor cats risk injury, disease, or getting hit by cars, and millions of small birds and other animals are killed each year by outdoor cats. Your outdoor cat can find plenty of entertainment indoors. For more information and a teacher's guide, see American Bird Conservancy's website at www.abcbirds.org. Make the world a safer place for cats and birds. Keep your cat indoors.
For seafood lovers, Fish Fest is going on right now through April at the River Lake Inn. Come and enjoy the freshest fish and seafood, including two 6-ounce Maine lobster tails, a choice of potato and salad bar for just $32.95. Throughout Fish Fest, River Lake Inn will feature at least 4 of the best seafood selections on the market, including Canadian walleye, yellow lake perch, Mississippi catfish, fresh salmon, Great Lakes whitefish, Blue Point oysters, fresh scallops, jumbo Gulf shrimp, New Zealand orange ruffy, Idaho rainbow trout, and Alaskan snow crab, just to mention a few. Daily selections will vary based on what's available fresh, not frozen. And the River Lake Inn is celebrating St. Patrick's Day all this weekend and right through Monday, St. Patrick's Day. Stop out and enjoy their homemade corned beef and cabbage with boiled potatoes and carrots, just $15.95, including their famous salad bar. Now, it's going on right now at the River Lake Inn since 1976. Wonderful food in one of Southwest Michigan's most tranquil country settings. For details and directions, visit riverlakeinn.com or give them a call at 269-432-2626.
I can't look at the rocket launch, the trophy wives of the astronauts, and I won't listen to their words, 'cause I like birds.
590 WKZO, as we continue with this morning's edition of Birdwatch. Of course, Roger Taylor joining us inside the studio. You can be a part of the program as well. We still have some time to get in a quick call or two. 382-4280, 1-877-382-4280.
All of our phone lines are available for you. We are at a time of year when if you have nest boxes out in your yard or in fields that surround your home, it's time to get them empty, folks. It's always a good thing to leave the last nest of the year in the nest box. Many bluebirds use the same box they used for nesting as a winter roost. And if you leave the last nest of the year in, the nest box makes a better roost. And but I saw bluebirds yesterday checking out a trail of bluebird boxes that I have around a pasture behind my house. Mm-hmm. And all it takes this time of year is a relatively warm, sunny day. And
that yesterday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And bluebirds are thinking, let's make babies. And
spring is in the air.
Yeah, spring is in the air. And so they just start checking out nest boxes. And so if you have nest boxes and you left your last nest of the season in, it'd be a good thing to get out there and get them cleaned out.
To the phone lines, Grandpa John calling in. Good morning.
Hi, Grandpa John. How you doing?
I'm just well, thank you, sir. You're going to leave a line open, I'll use it.
Okay, that's fine. What'd you see this week?
Well, the vultures are back for real.
Now, Okay, not just one.
Not just one.
Okay. And any other sign of spring you've seen? We're all desperate to hear signs of spring.
Mother had black red wings last week, and I had red wings Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
And I'd like to clean my bluebird houses, but I still can't wade through it.
Yeah. Well, earlier this morning, Rick Shields was in talking about the maple syrup days at the Nature Center. And he said that many maple syrup ranchers, I don't know what you call people who make maple syrup.
Producers.
They're having difficulty getting to their trees for the same reason you can't get to your boxes.
Yeah.
And
we do have snow.
Oh, yeah, yeah. A lot of snow this year.
I look at it this way. It is time, because we actually, in my opinion, we needed a winter like this. It's the ground really isn't frozen.
Right,
and
right.
This moisture will seep in.
Oh.
That's where it belongs.
Yeah. When you hear people talking about frost going very deep this year, that's under roads.
Yep.
And where the where it's been plowed, under parking lots. But underneath all the snow we have, it's been a good insulator, and you're right.
It just like covers on a bed. It keeps you warm.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, hey. I'll leave you alone and thank you for letting me run my mouth.
You bet. Thanks, John. Have a good one.
You bet.
Always look forward to Grandpa John's calls.
I appreciate that.
And yes, like Hinckley, Ohio, Grandpa John's vultures have returned. The turkey vultures are back. He saw red-winged blackbirds. I have marshy areas on east and west of my house, mm-hmm. and I generally see red-winged blackbirds fairly early. You know, the males come back to try to claim their territory.
Right.
And I've not seen one, but he said he's seen them more than once. Right. So there's yet another sign that spring is heading in this way. Thank God.
Uh-huh. And again, that another sure sign of spring. The 56th season of Over the Garden Fence begins in about a half hour from now.
That's another sure sign of spring. Have a good weekend, everybody. And if you've got nest boxes and you can get to them, clean them out. We'll talk to you next Saturday morning in Birdwatch.
All righty. Thank you very much, Roger. And, of course, thank you for joining us this morning on today's edition of Birdwatch. Each and every Saturday morning in the first half of the 8 o'clock hour, brought to you by Waddell's Nursery Floral Garden and Bird Center and by the Riverway Gin. We'll check in with John McNeil from the WKZO.com newsroom. Then we'll join up with Greg Crawford of Crawford Brothers Remodeling around the home on 590 WKZO. A chilly day today. We'll see a mixture of sun and clouds. Temperatures falling back into the 20s, but they'll bounce back up to about the mid-30s. Almost there right now. 33 in Kalamazoo, 590 WKZO.
And your friend there likes to show you what he knows. Little birdie, he don't mind the way he should. He needs watching. That's when you know that he